Welcome to our ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. We believe Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to leave what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists, where the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world, caring for souls for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler.
Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are at the end of a 9 podcast and blog series entitled, Who Are You Really? Together, we've been exploring this important question of who we are really in the eyes of Jesus, women and men of great value in the economy of God's kingdom. Today's theme is staying grounded in Christ's love. And our Lectio Divina reading for today comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 through 23. And I'll be reading from the Message Bible. You yourselves are a case study of what Jesus does. At one time, you all had your backs turned to God, thinking rebellious thoughts of Him, giving Him trouble every chance you got. But now, by giving Himself completely at the cross, actually dying for you, Christ brought you over to God's side and put your lives together, whole and holy in His presence. You don't walk away from a gift like that. You stay grounded and steady in that bond of trust, constantly tuned in to the message, careful not to be distracted or diverted. There is no other message, just this one. Every creature under heaven gets this same message. I, Paul, am a messenger of this message. In the last 2 podcasts, we've explored both the weightiness and the multiple dimensions of Christ's love. In truth, there is nothing in our universe as powerful and strong, nor is there anything or anyone who can outdistance it as well. Yet, despite its great magnitude and worthiness, the agape love of God, as demonstrated through His Son, Jesus of Nazareth, can still be temporarily ignored by men and women who choose to do just that. Just as the sun, the moon, and the stars shine steadily down on the earth's surface, there are still those who will choose to walk through life with their eyes focused elsewhere, never looking up to investigate where the power that runs our planet comes from. The rays of the sun give this planet everything it needs in the way of heat and light, while the gravitational pull of the moon makes the oceans rise and fall. Yet it's very possible for a self-consumed person to be oblivious to such things for most, if not all, of their lives. So it is with the agape love of Christ. You and I live in a world that has been basking in the agape love of Christ for nearly 2,000 years now. Our westernized calendars are specifically calculated to measure the amount of time that has occurred since His birth. Our society has been the longtime beneficiaries of His extended care. Most of our nation's public educational institutions, our impressive medical institutions, and many other socially conscious organizations can trace their roots back to men and women who started these works for the glory of His name. In fact, a day doesn't go by in our world where Christ and His representatives are not proactively involved in shaping people's lives for the betterment of mankind. Yet, through it all, there are countless individuals who believe that God doesn't exist, the claims of Christ are worthless, and that their lives are a creation of their own making. But as Paul states here in his letter to the Colossian church, those of us who have acknowledged the Christ event and have become increasingly aware of the benefits of doing so are to be considered fortunate indeed. We, as followers of Christ, have been chosen, not by our own strength and wisdom, but by God to be raised out of our selfish consumptions, our dull unawareness, and have been given the great opportunity to see the light of the sun and feel the pull of his love, changing our lives from the inside out. And as Paul states ever so boldly, and I quote, "You don't walk away from a gift like that. You stay grounded and steady in that bond of trust, constantly tuned in to the message, careful not to be distracted or diverted." Get it? So that's the message. As Paul clearly states it, you and I, as followers of Christ, are case studies in God's laboratory of agape love. But we're so much more than simple lab rats. We are chosen sons and daughters of God, given a great gift of awareness and purpose, an opportunity to live this life here on planet Earth under the direction of God our Father, purposed by Christ and indwelled and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Yowzers! With that knowledge and awareness, you and I can step out boldly and humbly into our world to give glory and honor to the one who made all these things possible. Here's to you, Jesus of Nazareth. Long live the King. Will you pray with me here today? Jesus, you are my firm foundation, and indeed I am a case study in how a wretched sinner gets pulled out of his filth and hopelessness and redeemed and restored by the merciful hand of God. I thank you, Jesus, for that foundation of agape love that keeps me grounded in all our Creator has for me. For your name's sake, amen. Here's some questions for you to consider today. So what sins of selfishness are serving as a strong gravitational pull on my life today? How can I find ways of staying grounded and steady in the bond of trust that Jesus supplies for me? How can I encourage others in that same goodness and mercy as well? And finally, thank you for joining us for this podcast series entitled, Who Are You Really? As we've said all along the way, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God as you ponder on these truths that we've shared with you here. Go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We look forward to hearing from you. Be sure to watch our website for what's coming next. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God presence. And may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.